This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Again, for another hour of conversation. Aren't you happy about that? I know lots of people who are. Thank heavens for them, because otherwise we'd all be talking to ourselves. When I say we all, I mean me, Doug, Jay, Jennifer, for the Jay and the DJV show, Victoria Keelan, the V in the DJV show lineup. Kara Schillen is at the controls, sending me notes and keeping me up to date, along with the rest of us, with what we ought to be focused on. So, Jennifer, you can have the ball, let it bounce into your court to see what we're going to focus on as we start this hour.
Well, the jury is speaking out at the Paul Manafort trial that has come to an end. They came to a verdict finding Paul Manafort guilty on 8 of the 18 counts against him. This was the first trial that came from the Robert Mueller investigation. And so now the jury, who had asked to remain anonymous, the judge told them that they could definitely tell people who they were, but that it wouldn't be released by the court. One of the jurors is Paula Duncan. And she sat down for the very first interview, at least to my account, the very first one I could find. And she said that the special counsel, Robert Mueller's team, was one holdout juror away from winning a conviction against Paul Manafort on all 18 counts of bank and tax fraud. It was one person who kept the verdict from being guilty on all 18 counts, she added. She didn't say if that was her or not. The identities of the jurors have been kept under seal by the judge, Judge Ellis, in the case. But she also gave a behind-the-scenes account after the jury returned a guilty verdict against Paul Manafort on 8 financial crime counts, the deadlock 10 counts also. She said that she was a supporter of President Trump, but she was moved by 4 full boxes of exhibits provided by Robert Mueller's team. Though she was skeptical about the prosecutor's motives in the financial crimes case, she said, Mr. Manafort got caught breaking the law, but he wouldn't have gotten caught if they weren't after President Trump. So she described this as a witch hunt. She went on to say, she called Robert Mueller's case a witch hunt to try to find Russian collusion. And she borrowed that phrase, of course, from the president, who's tweeted that out 100 times. So essentially, this juror said that while he got caught, this is something that was not an investigation looking for. This was an investigation looking for a crime. And kind of interesting just to get this behind the scenes look at what was actually going on, because these jurors were kept so private. So now they're chatting
away. So who thinks that this ought to not happen? That is, the jurors ought not to be able to speak. It ought to be that whatever happened behind the closed doors of the courtroom are to be held behind the closed doors in the courtroom, and not have everybody run around and get interviewed, write a book, do whatever it is that some of these people do. I find it, although some of the things that you have just alluded to, Jennifer, are things that I've thought and a lot of other people have thought. It's a witch hunt, whether we use Trump's terminology or not. They're really, it's a, what was it, the phrase, a verdict searching for a crime or something, whatever. What was that phrase?
It's an investigation looking for a crime.
Investigation looking for a crime, right. And the taxpayer is the one who has the toughest problem here, because we're paying for this circus. Having said that, is Cohen a crook? Well, I think, yeah.
Manafort, I was looking at both of them together.
Should we not? We kind of have put them all together since the first conversation about this earlier in the week. Is it not apt to put the two of them together sort of in the same conversation?
I think because their plea deal and their guilty verdict came the same day, people are putting them together. But yeah. I don't know if they are exactly the same. I think if one of them gets a presidential pardon, it'll probably be Manafort, not Cohen. I think
Cohen doesn't want a pardon, does he?
It doesn't matter what
his lawyer said, yeah. But Trump tweeted about him yesterday and said, you know, no one should hire him if you need a lawyer. So I don't think Trump's in the mood to pardon Cohen anyway, even if he
shouldn't be. Michael Cohen showed himself to be horrible. He taped him without his knowledge. If he did commit a crime, then why wouldn't he advise President Trump?
If he wasn't looking for something or trying to be a wise guy, why would he have taped him in the first place?
This is a guy who likes to cover his own rear end.
He's shady. He's been shady. But why? Yeah. When did he start taping Trump? Do we know? Was it like after Trump announced that he was going to run for president? Like, was he hoping to have some sort of blackmail on him as a future presidential candidate? Or was this all along he was doing it?
I don't know if we even know that. The only tapes that people know about, the ones that we have heard collectively as the public, are the ones that I believe, and it's not confirmed, but that Trump's legal team actually dumped out, because there were tapes and tapes and tapes that were found by the FBI. That's how, when they raided his office, they got a hold of all of these behind-the-scenes tapes, and most of them just indicted him for the wrongdoing in his life, which is operating this taxi business in New York City.
We both have the same thing.
Well, it is a bit of a head scratcher, the whole thing. So
yeah, and you know what
gets me is watching. I'm sorry, Dougie, but the one thing that gets me about watching. So now that we've moved away from Manafort, the story was the juror speaking out. But now, if we are talking about Michael Cohen, the thing that was making my head absolutely explode yesterday, as I was flipping around listening to coverage of this, is the way that the news media is making it sound. Michael Cohen took a plea deal because he was facing 65 years in prison. So he took this guilty plea, took the plea deal. He'll be serving 3 to 5 years in prison. The way that the news media is presenting it is that it's all about his campaign finance fraud these allegations. That's not the case.
That's the salacious side, though. That's why.
Yeah, that's the flashy side. That makes sense.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. We're looking at a news media that's supposed to tell us what's really happening.
No, they're supposed to make money.
And instead, they're making it seem like it's all about the campaign finance. The campaign finance stuff would have probably been a fine. When Obama was running for president, he got slapped with a $400,000 fine for his finance fraud things. There was the same thing. Every candidate, I'm not just going back to Obama and saying what about. Every candidate at some point will get smacked by a fine, almost, in every case. And so it doesn't ever usually end in jail time. But the way that the news media is painting it is that somehow the 65-year penalty was something that Michael Cohen had to cop to because of what Trump directed him, and I use air quotes, to do. It's so bizarre. It's like you can't trust anything you read. You have to be your own doctor, and you have to be your own investigator, and you have to be your own everything.
All right, I just had a thought. Dougie, just had a thought. This is Doug Steffen, the businessman, the owner of a company that produces radio programs and has been at this for a long time, going through the turmoil of Rush Limbaugh talking about Sandra Fluke and how that basically destroyed the advertising business that supported talk radio, news talk radio, issue-oriented talk radio, political talk radio, whatever you want to call it. All right, so follow my train of thought here for a moment. Limbaugh and then the rest of us, all of us who do this, even though I have no, this is not a political program, my programs have never been, and if there's anybody in the agency business that deserves not to be put into that same category, it's me. But I was, and so is everybody else. So here we have this boycott, in a sense, that takes hold of the talk medium and almost destroys it until we figure out different ways to sell and support ourselves. So how is it that the news media gets away with pretty much the same thing in terms of saying outrageous things or suggesting outrageous things more in print, but certainly there's video and there's audio, the news networks, the news on television, the newspapers, all have this bang job. What's the rest of the term?
Hit job?
Whatever. It's so obvious what's going on here, and it's so salacious in some circumstances. I see a parallel between what went on when Limbaugh made the statements about Sandra Fluke and people jumped on the bandwagon. Let's cancel them. Let's kill them. Let's get rid of them. And so they were very effective. So where's the boycott of the news media for basically doing the same thing? Why aren't all the people who are running around who made a lot of noise about Limbaugh, why aren't they going after the advertisers on CNN radio and television, NBC radio and television, ABC radio and television? Why?
And because people are all not all that smart, and they don't realize that they're being lied to, I think.
No, and there's a difference. There's a prejudice against
and maybe
radio
it's not even
versus
all that
television.
Smart. Yeah, well, maybe it's just that people are too busy to decide what's really going on.
I don't know. But it's incredible how some people think and what, in fact, and you take the business right now of Alex Jones. You know, Limbaugh's almost passé now. It's the go get Hannity and go get Alex Jones. That's what's going on now as far as the radio is concerned. But the point I'm making here, Jennifer, is that there is a left versus right thinking. There is a liberal versus conservative thinking. It's okay for the news media that tends to lean to the left to do all of this outrageous stuff and not be held accountable. And it's not okay for people on the right who do the same thing. They are held accountable. And I find it nauseous, frankly, the more I think about it. I hadn't really ever thought about it. I didn't sleep well last night because I had some personal breakthroughs that sort of woke me up in the middle of the night. And I was thinking about things that had nothing to do with what we're talking about now. But now I'm opening up to the idea that there's a real disconnection here, disjointed, unfair, but yet it is what it is. So you like it or lump it, digest it or dump it, was the old expression we used to say, well, tough titty to the kitty or whatever it is. It is. That's what it is. Like it or not, that's the reality. And so you face it and kind of move on. But I wanted to share my thoughts in that department because I think that it's pretty obvious. Maybe I'm too much at the core of it, but that's the way it shakes out for me. 18 past the hour. This is the DJV program. I would like you to take a few seconds to think about your smile. As a youngster, did you wear braces? Jennifer, yeah, you did, I think, didn't you? Did you wear braces?
No.
No. Kara did. I know that. Victoria, did you wear braces as a kid?
Oh, my God. Like, my entire childhood, I was in braces.
Really?
For so long, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people who wore braces seem to have a problem with their teeth. Their teeth become more yellow more easily. I don't know why that is. Don't have an explanation. I just have a little bit of research. Image your teeth as your teeth were changing as you were growing up. Were they yellow? Were they white? And so with that thought in mind, I bring you around to think about power swabs. Power swabs for those people who don't have the whitest smile that they would like to have, and they want a super white smile. This is the product for you. You're drinking coffee, tea, red wine, maybe you still smoke, whatever it is. So you want to have something like power swabs that is clinically proven using the patented natural tooth detergent that they've created and that whitening agent to lighten up your teeth, get rid of the stains starting in 5 or 6 minutes. Just think of it. You can put that power swab to work right now, and by the time we get to the bottom of the hour, to half past the hour, your teeth would be whiter than they were when you started. And this works, by the way, on whether it's natural teeth, caps, veneers, doesn't make any difference. Power swabs, available only by calling 800-208-1797. They've been very effective selling this way. They don't put them in the stores, just online and available at the end of this phone line, 800-208-1797. And they do the phone thing because they find people want to ask questions. And so you can do that when you call the operator. And when you do, tell them you're listening to the DJV program. They'll sell it to you 50% off the regular retail price. Yep, 50% off power swabs at 800-208-1797. Tell them you're listening to the DJV program.
You have haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan at 23 and change after the hour. We focus on musical news. Not that the news. I said that and somebody said, are you going to sing the news? No. No. This is people who are in the music business who are in the news. How's that for clarification? Ladies, you buying that? Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. Katy Perry gets us started. There is an announcement from Citibank that they're is going to be a Katy Perry show in Los Angeles that will be very intimate. It's the latest person to participate in the City Sound Vault series. Have you seen any of those in L.A., Jen? I didn't know they were having these things. Yeah.
I think we talked about this maybe a week or two ago with Ariana Grande. They're talking about artists small venues.
Yeah, we did. You're right. So Katy Perry is fresh off of her Witness tour. Concluded in Auckland, New Zealand. She's going to perform to that theater in the Ace Hotel in downtown L.A. 1,600 people there. That's it. They call that intimate. I call intimate maybe a dozen people. But I guess 1,600 is a lot more intimate than 60,000. The show exclusively for Citi Thank You Card members, taking place the 10th of next month, marked the 19th concert in this series. Launched, which was, I think, that last year during Grammys Week. There were performances from Sting, Beck, Chainsmokers, Metallica. That's pretty interesting. Series debut runs, the series has had shows in L.A., New York, and San Francisco. Where do they do it in New York? Is that akin to the Bruce Springsteen thing in New York? That's done in a small theater.
That is a small theater. That's on Broadway. I would guess that this would be maybe like Irving Plaza or the Fillmore East or something like that. I think it would be slightly bigger than that.
So you can only buy into this if you're a Citi card, Thank You card member, right? Is that the idea? Citibank is making this. They're paying. See what happens in things like this, for those of you who don't know, Citibank is paying Katy Perry. You're not when you buy your tickets. That money goes back to Citibank. Citibank guarantees Katy Perry will get X number of dollars, whatever she wants. It's a promotion for Citibank, and Katy Perry or whoever's involved in it gets involved, runs up the flagpole as a promotion for them. but more for the bank and its customers. Good promotion. Sure, how much, what do you suppose they pay? What do these people get for a night like this? A couple hundred thousand, would you say?
I would guess, yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, easy, yeah. All right, speaking of performers, maybe the problem is Nicki Minaj doesn't get a couple hundred thousand, and that's why they canceled her tour. Low ticket sales. She's canceled the North American tour. I don't, this doesn't surprise me. I don't tell you I'm an expert on Nicki Minaj. She just, when I look at her, I see stuff that's not attractive. How's that? Is that okay?
Well, this actually, I don't know. I was surprised by this because her album, Queen, that she just launched, it went to number one in a ton of countries. I think maybe it was, it didn't really have the impact here that it had everywhere else. But yeah, it is surprising because she is super popular right now.
Is she?
So,
huh.
I mean, to not have ticket sales enough to support a tour, that's surprising.
So what does that do to the career of somebody like this? Because the touring is where they make their money.
Well, it's not good. Yeah. This happened to Christina Aguilera, 5 years ago? And it took her until now. She has a new album out and is trying to, I guess, drum up publicity to start a tour. But this can kind of be devastating if people just lost interest. They move on.
All right. Quick note about Whitney Houston's bodyguard costume, one of the most memorable outfits that she wore, her Queen of the Night costume from the film The Bodyguard, which was done in 1992. Kevin Costner was in it. Up for grabs, starting bid $10,000. Who's going to bid $10,000? Do I hear $10,000 on
the floor? It'll go for more than that.
$12,000. Jennifer, is it $12,000?
Sure.
Victoria, how about you? $14,000? Can we get you there?
$20,000.
Kara, how much are you bidding?
$25,000.
Let's get it. Yeah, okay. So you get the idea. We'll have our own auction on the air here. So it'll be interesting to see.
Hopefully we don't have to back up our bets.
Yeah.
We're all in trouble.
Yep. Pass me the dough, please. 28 past the hour here on the DJV show.
Accept, don't change your partner. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The more you try to change your partner, the more disappointed you'll be. People, after all, do not change each other. Instead, we merely change ourselves. So many couples fight because one partner wants the other partner to be different. But again, we don't change others. We only have the capacity to influence them. Instead of trying to change your partner, consider spending more energy accepting him or her. The more you can accept your partner for who he or she truly is, the more likely you'll be able to truly love that person, not just the idea of him or her. Your partner is amazing, just like you are. Focus your energy on learning about and listening to your partner rather than making him or her into some fictitious character. No, your partner is not a creation of your mind. He or she is immensely better than anything you can create, so get to accepting instead of changing. For more on relationships, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen pleads guilty to 8 felonies on Tuesday, the president discusses his long relationship with Cohen.
Well, he was a lawyer for me for one of many. They always say the lawyer, and then they like to add the fixer. Well, I don't know if he's a fixer. I don't know where that term came from, but he's been a lawyer for me. Didn't do big deals, did small deals. Not somebody that was with me that much. You know, they make it sound like I didn't live without him. Well, turned out he wasn't a very good lawyer, frankly.
That from an exclusive interview on Fox News that will be airing this morning on Fox and Friends. Hurricane Lane is heading towards Hawaii's Big Island as a powerful Category 4 storm, expected to pass dangerously close today and tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The voice of reason. Guess you can pick one or three of us or all of us. Are we reasonable? And is this the place where you come to find reasonable conversation about what's going on in the world? The DJV show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. So Victoria is set to lead off this half hour with a trending story.
Well, Ben Affleck is trending, and it's not for a great reason. Jennifer Garner, his estranged wife, not divorced yet because they have never really gone forward with that divorce proceeding, but she staged an intervention. He's drinking again, and last night she drove him to a live-in rehab facility. And apparently what happened was there were paparazzi photos. Now, he broke up with that. He was dating an SNL producer, Lindsay Shookus. They'd been dating together. They'd been together for over a year. They recently broke up. She deleted all of her social media. They didn't really make a statement about it, but it was pretty obvious that they had broken up. And then he was seen in Malibu at Nobu with a 22-year-old Playboy model. And so that kind of sparked a lot of rumors that he had cheated on Lindsay Shookus so that they were over. And so apparently while he was at the Nobu restaurant, he was drinking, which he's not supposed to be drinking. He's been in rehab several times for alcohol addiction. And so he was drinking, he was flushed, he was slurring his words. Other people noticed at Nobu that he obviously had fallen off the wagon. And then apparently what the final straw for Jennifer Garner was paparazzi photos caught him accepting a beer delivery and liquor delivery at his front gate, and he's seen tipping the deer. He's holding this big case of beer with, looks like Johnny Walker and some other liquor in this big cardboard box, and he's seen tipping the delivery guy. And so last night, she drove over to his house, Jennifer Garner drove over to Ben Affleck's house, and in the Pacific Palisades, staged an intervention, and there were paparazzi photos who caught, basically, she's driving
her
out of the car.
She gets followed everywhere she goes, that poor...
Well, I think in relation to Ben Affleck, yes, because people knew this was... I think.
No, I remember I told you the time I was in that little Brentwood shopping center, Jennifer, just off of San Vicente, and I went into the post office. I came out, and there was this black Mercedes station wagon came in, and the paparazzi were jumping all over the place. I never see any paparazzi in there. And out of the car comes Victor Garber, and he opens the door for Jennifer Garner and her children. They're just going into the store to get some stuff, and it's like crazy time. And I remember looking at Victor Garber, and I said to him, is it always like this? And he said, yeah. That's why he's very close to the family and has been since he played her father. And was it her father in Alias? What was
his? Yeah, it was her dad,
Yeah. So he's actually been a father figure. I think she is one of the most fabulous human beings. And think about how she must love this guy. Yeah, but she must love this guy.
I know. I feel like they're going to get back together if he can ever get it together.
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't seem to be
really, though,
in
I feel like she's been through so much with him. How many times can he be dating, you know, floozies and
people who love
her
other people? Forgiveness is part of the whole thing.
You know what, though?
Hard to understand.
She deserves so much better than what he has to offer.
Yeah,
and I hope that for her sake that she can get over it. I think that she's doing so
she's
much
done.
Of this because they have kids together.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she's trying to, you know, provide a decent father figure for her children. And I hope that he can be that for her kids. But I hope that for her sake, she can find someone else.
When you're faced with,
I think she's done with him. I think this
you look
is
at
just
it. I don't think you can
parental.
Tell what's in somebody else's mind. I really don't. I think that you just can't. You know, she does. She goes out of her way. I know their house is right up the hill from where I used to live, and he's got a little bungalow that's not far from there. And I can just sort of see her getting in the car, driving out the driveway, going over and picking him up. And it's the right thing to do, whether it's because she loves him or she wants to have a good father figure for her children, whatever. I don't look at it as an expediency, that is, taking care of the father figure. It's just that she has made a decision. Maybe I'm guilty of the same thing I say, we can't figure out what's in their mind. I just have lots of respect for her, frankly. She's in a new movie that's out, I think, this weekend. It looks like a real rough and tumble. It looks like her
peppermint.
I think
well,
it's not like
delayed.
The Alias character.
Last week we talked about their divorce has run out of time. Essentially, they've got to
start all over again.
But everyone, I think, even her rep issued a statement saying that the reason that she hasn't moved forward with the divorce is because she wants to make sure that he's stable and not drinking and you know is going to be a co-parent without her supervision because they're going to have joint custody. So right now she has custody of the kids and it makes sense in order to move forward where you trust that when the kids are with their dad on the weekend or splitting 50-50, which I think is what the law is in California, it makes sense that you'd want to make sure that he's starting out on a stable ground. And obviously she has reason, and now he's back in rehab, so she's had good reason to stall the filing because she can't really control much if she's already divorced from him. So now that they're still married, she can kind of have a little more say.
Good point. All right, all good points. I just told a good thought and wish them well, frankly. Let's hold on to that. Today, being the, what is today? Today's the Thursday, the 23rd, right, already? It's cheap flight day. Not well-known fact. Airlines lower fares on August 23rd. It's cheap flight day. That's when the bulk of the summer travel rush is over. Airlines rein in the fares to reel in more customers. I bought a ticket last week to go back to L.A. next year. I have to check and see. I've forgotten. I'm usually pretty good about watching the fares. It's very interesting because the first time I looked at the fare was one price. It was $100 less the next time I looked at it the next week. So maybe I need to look at it again. Here's how this works. Although today, being August 23rd, is kind of sort of the official date prices can start dropping. And they stay low through the fall, and unless it's holiday time, Thanksgiving, the prices are nuts. Christmas, they're nuts. Through February vacation, winter, you know, all of the people traveling for winter school time off, that sort of thing. And then they get more expensive as you get into the springtime. Some days are better than others. Even on or about today, cheap flight day, some days of the week are cheaper to fly than others. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Saturdays, although Saturday's getting tough these days. I find that out. I usually travel. I try to travel on Thursday or Tuesday, but sometimes I can't. In 2018, we had a very, very historic travel summer. Airlines for America is the group that holds the key to information about the airlines. 236 million people flying this summer. That's a man. Think about that. Two-thirds of the country been on a plane. So, food for thought. Oh, this is interesting. Tied to that, United Airlines announces they're giving away 1 million air miles. Normally, if you get 1 million air miles, it costs you a lot of money. Take you a long time to get there. But United is making it easier. They've announced that they're going to give three lucky flyers 1 million mega-plus miles free. All you got to do is enter a contest. From now until the 28th, you submit a photo of yourself or a video of your favorite travel memory with a note about why you chose it and where you'd go with those 1 million miles if you were going to win. Send the photo or video in a couple of different ways on Instagram or Twitter using the hashtag United Journey Contest or on the official contest website. You can only enter once. Three winners, one video winner, two photo winners will be announced sometime around the middle of next month. The judges of the contest are Mileage Plus travelers from all parts of the country. The giveaway is part of United's push to raise awareness for their new travel-related content hub, the website. So that's an interesting idea. A lot of people get in on that. And on the other side of the big airline business, American says they're going to allow you to pre-order meals in economy. They're going back to serving meals on transcon flights. You've had complaints often, well, even when you're paying for it, and that's still what's going on here. If you have, you know, how many times they roll a cart up and down the aisle and you want a ham sandwich and they're all gone? So that's really what this is, even though they are going to start serving food in economy on the transcons. This is for wherever you are. If you have a reservation, you can somehow, we can do that, say that.
It's probably better for them, too, because then they know what exactly to order before each flight, right?
Yeah. You can do it in first class. It's the same thing that they do in first class. Reserve a meal. Place your order. You can do that on the website. So there you go. How's that? Not a bad idea, both of those. Nice to have that consideration. All right, speaking of consideration, let's get to the television news and the report. Big Bang Theory is going to be all over next May. Season 12, the last one. It's the top comedy. So what's the idea? They run out of ideas or they want to get out while they're on top? Normally TV shows don't end until they run out of ideas.
This show is so expensive, right? Yeah. Their cast is really expensive. Every year they get a boost, and it's been going for a long time. The reports are that none of the cast really want this show to end. Obviously, it's a cash cow. People still love it. It's kind of a cult classic at this point.
So why wouldn't they put it on Netflix or CBS? But doesn't it
do
very well in the ratings, too? Why would they cancel
number
it?
One.
So why would they? I don't get this. What's the? I don't get.
I think because it's expensive and it's just been on a long
time.
So
what? If you make money, it's number one. Sell the advertising for more dough. It's not. That's. And if they can't make that work economically, there's something wrong with how they run the place. You get
if
more
only
money
you were
for
in charge of CBS.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. If I were queen for a day, or maybe
that's
king
right.
for a day. All right. Let's see here. The MTV VMAs, Jennifer, ratings way down. Small moments of amusement and small numbers, apparently. Show drew 5.5 million viewers on MTV and on some of the other Viacom CBS networks. That's an all-time low since Nielsen started tracking the ceremony in 1994. So why is that? J-Lo, wasn't she the big winner, or was she the host? Or what was she was very involved.
In general, people are tired of award shows. All of them continue to just sort of tank in the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I don't even have MTV on. I cut the cable cord a while ago, 2 years ago, so I don't even have MTV. So I think that's also a big part of the problem. The audience they're trying to go after, they don't have. You can't stream MTV on your laptop. You can't stream it anywhere. So if you don't have traditional cable, which is so dumb to me, if MTV's trying to reach a younger audience,
right? I'd say that is the same thing, Victoria.
Anywhere.
Makes no sense.
Right.
Crazy. That is nuts. All right, well, let's talk about what's on TV tonight, Jen, shall we?
Well, Victoria, you're going to have to get cable between now and this evening because MTV's back with their Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Tonight.
It's episode one. The cast gets back together going on vacation to check on Ron in Las Vegas because he's got a new baby and lots of mama drama. So that'll be tonight. This season promises to be pretty good. And it starts at 8 o'clock on MTV. I'll be watching. For sure. All right. On history, if that's if Jersey and Vegas aren't your things, you can go to see Mountain Men. That's new tonight at 9 o'clock on the History Channel, followed by a new episode of Alone. On Home and Garden Television, they've got a new episode of Rustic Rehab at 8, new episodes of House Hunters at 10 and 10:30. And the big story of the night will be football on the networks. That Fox will have the football game of the week. It's Thursday night. And on NBC, you've got two new episodes of Trial and Error, one at 9, one at 9:30. ABC is doing The Gong Show at 8. And then The Story of the Royals, which is their docuseries. This will be part two, the conclusion of the pivotal moments in the Crown's history. That's on ABC tonight at 9. And finally on CBS, there is a rerun of The Big Bang Theory if you want to pay tribute to the show that will be ending at the end of the season. Right. And a new episode of Big Brother at 9 o'clock.
Kiss that off. All right, Jennifer. Television and baseball, looks like the Major League Baseball folks in the sports department have decided to start earlier in March instead of April. Good Lord, they'll be playing in their pajamas.
That's exactly right. Major League Baseball said that all of the 30 teams will start the 2019 season on March 28th, which is the earliest opening day in history. This year, a few teams started in March, but I guess next year everybody will. They released the 2019 schedule Wednesday. It will begin with the opening series in Japan between the Seattle Mariners and the host, Oakland Athletics, at the Tokyo Dome. That'll be on March 20th and 21st.
That'd be pretty exciting, actually. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. And believe me, baseball, huge in Japan.
Amazingly packed.
The 2019 season will be the second under the scheduling format agreed to as part of the 2017 to 2021 basic agreement. That format adds an additional weekend at the beginning of the season and gives each team 3 to 4 additional off days throughout the season to provide added rest and opportunities for rescheduling. God knows the Dodgers could use some. The Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees will play for the first their first ever MLB games in Europe. June 29th through the 30th in London. There will be 6 games. The Dodgers have been playing every year in Mexico, but now there'll be 6 games played at Estadio de Baseball Monterrey in Monterrey, Mexico. Starting with spring training between the Colorado Rockies and the Arizona Diamondbacks on March 9th and 10th. In the regular season, the Reds will host the Cardinals on April 13th and 14th. The Angels will play the Houston Astros on May 4th and 5th.
Wow. Imagine.
Big changes.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool. I think this is very interesting. Who will get on? You know, well, the Red Sox and Yankees have these fanatical fans. They'll get on planes to go over there and watch those games.
Sure.
In London.
Well, there's a whole lot of interest over there. It's a curiosity because they have cricket, but they, you know, love American sports, American football, American baseball, things like that.
So they do. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tech Talk time here on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan running through the items that may affect you. Those of you who drink coffee, listen up.
This is cool.
This is crazy. No, it's crazy. Well, maybe crazy cool, but it is kind of nuts. All right, explain, s'il vous plaît.
So IBM, which is not a company that we talk about often in terms of tech news.
International Business Machines, it's the old style.
I never even knew what it stood for, actually.
IBM, International Business Machines.
Well, they've secured a patent for a coffee drone that not only flies around public spaces to deliver cups of coffee, but also predicts which people need a caffeine pick-me-up. According to paperwork filed with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the device could be used in an office, cafe, or event setting where a pre-ordered cup of coffee would be delivered to the drinker, or even when someone is, you can flag down the drone and order a cup of coffee.
How do you do that?
Well, listen.
Flag down a drone.
Hey, listen to this. Facial and voice recognition software is at the hub of this. An electronic ID tag or a Bluetooth from your smartphone can ensure that the coffee gets to the right person. So the drone picks up the signal of your Bluetooth on your phone and then knows, or your Fitbit or your Apple Watch or whatever device you're using, and it knows, oh, okay, so here, I have to give the tea to Doug because he doesn't drink coffee. And so the drone knows that. So the drone basically can also access your recent sleep quality if you're using a Fitbit or a tracking device. It can access your electronic calendar to know if you've had a really long day and you need an extra cup of Joe. And it can measure your biometrics, things like that. It would cross-reference medications that interact with caffeine, so it knows who to serve and who not to. IBM's patent form also envisions applications for bars where the drone can determine whether a person has had too much alcohol, looking for signs of sleepiness, unsteadiness, slurred speech, things like that. And if any are noted, the drone wouldn't bring any more drinks and would ignore that individual if he or she tries to flag it down to order more drinks. Essentially, this drone can also determine if any booze was headed to a child and not serve a minor and things like that. This is one of the most intelligent designs for a drone that we've seen yet, and they're actually slightly larger than the little drones that we see people flying recreationally. So the design of that would, it is interesting. Some people say, well, I don't want hot coffee flying through the air. Okay, that's not a bad point, but the drone, the way that it's designed, I think that in the future, we could see this popping up in coffee shops, Starbucks perhaps, lots of different bar scenarios. Bartenders make the drinks, the drones deliver them. So
unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. It's the future, man. Sure. It's the future.
Yeah, yeah. Future, man. Here's the future from Spotify's point of view. They're testing a new way to get unpaid users to skip commercials. Oh, the advertising, I love this.
The Geek Out. Spotify is always testing new ideas to attract users and currently is testing a way for those who use the free but with commercials membership to skip commercials. Now, that sounds more obvious than it is. Users have to take an action to skip each individual ad they don't want to hear, and any ad that is skipped is not charged back to the advertiser. The test is to find out if users dislike ads so much they're willing to stop down and interact with the app each time ads pop up just to skip them. At some point, that probably becomes an annoyance and you either just listen to the ads or you choose to pay the subscription fee to pass up ads altogether. Spotify is testing this in Australia now, but may bring it to the States here soon, and we'll keep you posted.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, meanwhile, back on the set, Uber is going to pay a bunch of fines. Set a take a little, this would be a, put a dent in their wallet, yes?
Yep. Well, Uber has a new CEO and potential plans for a 2019 public stock offering. However, there's still lots of old business it needs to settle. Now, this is dating back to 2017. Uber announced it will pay $1.9 million or $34,000 per person to 56 former and current employees who say they were harassed or discriminated against while working at Uber. The settlement's part of a $10 million overall settlement announced in March. It was part of a class action discrimination suit against Uber. 487 female and minority engineers going back to 2013 filed the suit together. And so Uber, of course, Susan Fowler, who was a former engineer, she's the one who went public with a blog post about the toxic and sexist work environment there. That quickly led to investigations internally and the resignation, the forced resignation of co-founder Travis Kalanick. So he's gone. They now have the new CEO trying to straighten the company out and even doing public TV ads. I don't know if you've noticed that, but
I have noticed that.
Yeah. He's trying to really change the image.
Clean up your act, and that's what they're doing. 59 after the hour here on the DJ.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.